Right now, national property values look perfectly fine on paper. We are talking about a tiny 0.9% dip in August. I mean, it's nothing, right?
Yeah, it really sounds like a blip.
But beneath that calm surface, a staggering 93% of capital city suburbs are actually falling in value. So, welcome to the deep dive. Today we are looking at the Cotality August 2026 Home Value Index from the Broker Times. Our mission here is to figure out why this invisible tide is suddenly grounding the entire refinancing market.
Well, that jump from just 45.8% of suburbs falling in autumn to like 93% in winter is huge. It is a fundamental shift, and it's catching a lot of homeowners completely off guard.
Okay, let's unpack this because I'm looking at these supply numbers and I'm genuinely
Right,
confused.
the inventory data is a bit wild.
Yeah, so advertised stock is up 24% compared to last year, but new listings are actually down 6%. How can inventory be up if nobody is putting their house on the market?
It's basically the buildup of unsold stock. Buyers and pull back because of higher rates, so the houses that are already on the market are just sitting there. They aren't clearing.
Ah, I see.
And because properties are sitting longer, sellers eventually, they have to accept lower offers. That gradually drags down the median property values across the board, even without a sudden flood of distressed sellers.
So it's not a dramatic housing crash. It's more like a shallow tide going out. It doesn't look dangerous from the shore, but it drops the water level just enough that suddenly, well, almost every single boat is scraping the bottom. In the mortgage world, what actually is that bottom?
That bottom is your home's valuation, or what the bank calls the security. What's fascinating here is that for the last couple of years, the main bottleneck for getting a loan was servicing.
Which is basically proving you have the income to afford the loan, right?
Exactly, proving you can handle the payments at higher interest rates. The assumption was always that your property's value was fine. But now, because of this widespread shallow drop, the constraint has completely flipped. Security is the new bottleneck. Favorable valuations are no longer the base case, they're the exception.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because if we were only talking about a 4% or maybe 5% drop in a suburb, why is the broker community treating this like an emergency? I mean, if you have a steady job and good income, a tiny dip in your home's overall equity shouldn't tank your entire refinance, should it?
You would think so, but the math of loan-to-value ratios or LVR, it just doesn't care about your steady job.
Right.
When you fail a servicing test, it's usually gradual. If you're a bit short on income, a broker might find a lender who, say, counts your bonuses or overtime differently to get you over the line. But LVR failures are a step function. They are absolute.
Wait, what do you mean by a step function?
Think of the 80% LVR mark, where your loan is exactly 80% of your property's value as a tripwire. To put that in perspective for you, if your home's valuation drops by just $10,000, pushing your equity from 20.1% down to 19.9%, you don't just pay a slightly higher interest rate.
Oh, wow, it's that sensitive.
Oh, absolutely. Crossing that line instantly triggers lender's mortgage insurance, or LMI, which can be a massive $15,000 premium. Or, depending on the product, the bank just flat out rejects you.
That is a literal mathematical cliff. So what does this all mean for you listening right now? If you're planning to refinance to get a better rate, maybe consolidate some debt or release a family guarantor, you really need to pay attention. The old assumption of, oh, my suburb is fine, is practically a coin flip you're going to lose 9 times out of 10.
Exactly. And this widespread drop completely changes how mortgage brokers have to operate legally. Because of ASIC's best interests, duty specifically regulatory guide RG273.
Right, the broker regulations.
Yeah, under that rule, a broker isn't just encouraged to find you a good deal. They are legally prohibited from recommending a loan if a silent valuation drop means you won't actually qualify for it.
So they can't even pitch you a refinancing plan based on what your neighbor's house sold for back in 2024.
Right, they cannot legally proceed if the security isn't there to back up the loan structure. This is why the industry is rapidly shifting to a security-first order of operations. You have to test the property's value before you even bother testing the borrower's income capacity.
Basically, test the depth of the water before you try to start the engine. You have to model that LVR band on a highly conservative estimate from day one. Otherwise, you could get 3 weeks into an application, pay all the fees, and just hit a brick wall.
Precisely. The sheer breadth of this market fall means the security value belongs in the very first conversation you have. Leaving it as an afterthought is just asking for a painful, really expensive surprise.
Which really leaves you with something huge to think about. If automated property valuations, like the algorithms banks use to quickly appraise homes, start returning lower and lower confidence scores because of this widespread shallow dip, what happens next? Are we going to see a massive system-wide bottleneck where lenders suddenly demand physical in-person inspections for every single refinance?
If that happens, well, the whole system slows to an absolute crawl.
Definitely something to mull over before the tide goes out any further, and you find yourself permanently stuck in the mud.